Well, a man who tells us really what is happening in the European Union is Dr. Rob Congdon. He comes to these microphones now with a European Union update. Soon you'll be in Europe. When do you take off for Europe, Rob?
I'll be flying out next Thursday, and I'll be there for several days.
Wow. Well, that's going to be an exciting time. Folks, if you're eavesdropping on this conversation, please pray for the safety as Rob travels and also for his great ministry there in Europe. Hope to be able to get a hold of him while he is there. Let's get to some of the issues, Rob, that I need to discuss with you. Prime Minister Netanyahu is lashing out in Jerusalem at the European leaders because of their hypocrisy as it relates to the Jewish settlements and the complaints they're making. Are they going to continue this rhetoric against the Jewish settlements, or are they going to try to get together and come to some type of a compromise as far as Israel is concerned?
Well, at this point in time, there's no obvious attempt at a compromise. They seem to be holding their position and moving forward, and this approach of Netanyahu's is quite good, I think. He's depending on their fairness and their balance. He used some of the key terms because fairness is a term that EU people often can react to. So he's doing what he can to try to get them to move, but so far there's no signs of it.
I know that Avigdor Lieberman, who is the foreign minister for Israel, has had conversations with all the European ambassadors, and they're trying to come to some type of conclusion as far as this is concerned. But this is seemingly a precursor to how the European Union, probably the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire, is going to play in the last times. By the way, this thing between Russia and the Ukraine looks like the European Union should confront Russia on the Ukraine, according to some of the EU leaders.
Oh, absolutely. It's a real crackdown officially by Ukrainian government, but obviously Russia's behind it. They basically prohibited any further demonstrations or any attempts to demonstrate for pro-EU membership. And so it is a touchy subject. The EU was interested in Ukraine. They still are interested in it. And this really creates an obstacle for anybody within the country itself to help them determine whether they should be part of the EU relationship or part of a Russian relationship. So it's an ongoing situation. I notice our press has pretty well dropped it. It is not over. Protests have continued. We'll see what happens following these new changes in the law in the Ukraine.
Now, if I remember previous conversations, you said that a portion of the geography of the Ukraine today was in the old Roman Empire and should be a part of that revived Roman Empire. Is that still your thinking?
It's still my thinking. I keep looking at the maps, and I still hold that ultimately the final world empire will consist of nations or areas, let's say geographical areas, that were part of the ancient Roman Empire, or areas that are direct descendants. Clearly, South America is a direct descendant of Spain and Portugal. And so what I'm saying is we'll see direct descendants. The Ukraine, part of it was part of the Roman Empire, and a major part of the Ukraine was not. So I expect to see that same pattern follow in those final times that Daniel has written about.
You know, when we talk about these political activities, of course, they continually help us to recognize how the prophetic scenario in God's Word is quickly coming better into focus. But a part of what is the European Union today, i.e. what you and I believe to be at least the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire, would be Great Britain. And it looks like to me they're getting ready to pull out. In other words, they said, one of their leaders, hey, reform or we're going to leave the EU. Could this be disastrous?
Well, I don't think it would be disastrous because I really don't believe they'll do it. We need to understand something that's happening in Britain today and in many ways throughout Europe. There is a growing conservative movement that is against the European Union as an overruling power over them. Those people are becoming very vocal, and so government leaders are starting to talk and speak in such a way as to show those people they're aware of them, and, you know, they're kind of on their side. So it's politics. But the heart of it is the key leaders of both Britain and certainly the EU leaders, They know that the future lies with this future coming empire of the European Union. So I think what they're doing is they're tokenly acknowledging these groups, hoping to retain their support and yet control them from ever really achieving the goal of taking Britain out of the EU.
Well, again, there's that scenario being laid out that was written about, pre-written history in Bible prophecy. One final thought for you, Rob. I have a report that talks about radicalization is on the rise in Europe. Can you give me some definition of what that's all about?
First of all, initially they're talking about the far left group and the what they call extremists on the right wing. Now, this isn't what we talk about in the U.S. about left and right politically. These are extremist groups. They are using them, starting to say they need to restrict them and control their liberties. But always, it's a balance that's got to be done between people's freedoms and complete dictatorialship. Many are fearing that in the EU's attempts to cut down on the radical statements from these groups and to limit their influence and possible future terrorist activities, they may actually start eliminating even groups that just have good dissent that want to talk about things and help. For instance, the idea to improve the EU Eurozone. They could start restricting who could speak about it. So there is a fear of going too far as they try to deal with a definite growing and spreading radicalism that's coming across the EU.
Actually, what they need is a strong leader to take care of these radicals, and that a strong leader, of course, is going to be the Antichrist. Dr. Rob Congdon, he's off to Europe in just a couple of days. Pray for him as he travels, and his ministry there will touch base with him while he's in the European continent. Rob, thank you so much for your report. Appreciate it, buddy. God bless.
Okay, look forward to talking to you from Herborn and Heidelberg, Germany next week.